there was to be, I understand, an art, was it an art auction or an art show, but because of the COVID-19, things had to change.
Yeah, we had been planning to do an in-person art workshop, actually, that featured several artists, and I hadn't spoken to Matt Hamilton yet, but he'd actually helped arrange for another artist, Raph Shapiro, to do kind of a poetry and songwriting workshop. And the idea was to just create a space where people who might not think of themselves as artists can have some guidance and some space to make art about climate change.
And this is specifically a theme of climate change. Can you explain what the idea was, how this was to be expressed through art, or what was the plan with that?
You know, we wanted to leave space for the artists to create their own narrative and make a path for participants to walk down. But I think that climate change is more than just a scientific and policy problem. It's a cultural problem. We have to change the way that we live a little bit. And art is really interesting to me because art is culture, and creating new artwork, new ideas, new images, I think has a lot of power to help us navigate the crisis of climate change, to navigate any crisis. I think it has just as much power to help us navigate coronavirus. I think of all the memes that I've seen about coronavirus that have helped like establish norms in the new era that we're living in. And so I think creativity in art is tremendously powerful for us to adapt to these massive changes.
So there was to be an in-person event, and that has changed. So what is the event now?
The event now is going to be over Zoom. And I'm really excited to be working with Matt Hamilton because he is going to be teaching us how to use this sketchbook app that's going to help us create digital art that can easily be printed, and he'll talk more about that. But I think it's cool because it's inherently digital and easy to share. Some of the other workshops I've done have been more traditional art, visual arts that are physical and tangible, but what's cool about what Matt is going to do with us is that they're digital and shareable. So I'm really excited for that.
Okay, and Matt Hamilton, explain this app and how it's utilized.
So with I've been using this app for probably about 5 years now, and it was a great starter app for me, and it's very basic. I still draw with my finger on my iPad, and I create my art, you know, using that. But it has opened my eyes up to other programs, and so it's an awesome starter program. And if you want to just kind of stick with it, I mean, you could be kind of the master of it and manipulate it the way you want, but it has everything that I've really needed, and so I haven't moved on much past that, but I've used other programs to help me kind of hone some of my other skills.
You mentioned the other one, like you use your finger to draw stuff. How does this work? Are you doing that similar type of thing? Are you using tools? How does it work?
So with the app, You literally have a little kind of a sketch pad that you can manipulate, you know, zoom in and zoom out with your fingers, you know, the traditional smartphone and iPad way of manipulating things. So you can zoom in, spin it around using your thumb and your pointer finger, and you can change the sizes of pens and pencils and markers, and it emulates spray paint and all these other great tools that you usually have to clean up afterwards, which I'm not the best at. And my wife really appreciates the iPad, having to pick up an iPad instead of 50 cans of spray paint like I used to. So it's kind of been interesting to use this app, because you can create a design and then duplicate it or manipulate it by stretching it and kind of pulling it in different directions, changing color very easily. But I always talk about 10,000 repetitions makes a muscle memory. 10,000 takes of something and doing it wrong or right you learn a lot in the process. And with this app, it boosted my numbers. It gave me opportunity to mess with things that I might not mess with. I was pretty married to the idea of, like, I'm a black and white kind of artist. I like graphic novel kind of stuff. I like old comic booky kind of designs and concert T-shirts. And what I've done over the years, though, is I've opened it up to many colors and different styles, very almost a block print style art. And it's changed the way I do my art in real life also, where it's, using Sharpies or markers. I take more risks now using traditional art supplies.
And I imagine when you work with paint or Sharpies or something like that, if you, quote, make a mistake, it's probably hard to fix it, whereas with an app, I imagine you can go back and redo.
Yeah, there's literally a back button that can undo every step that you've made leading up to your mistake. It's been a lifesaver many, many, many times.
If people sign up to do this workshop, what do they need to do to be able, I imagine you have to download something and have a certain capacity on your device in order to be able to participate. What do people need to do in order to participate in this workshop? What do they need to have with respect to the device?
You could use your iPhone or an iPad, and you'll just need the Sketchbook app, and that's a free app to download. You can upgrade and get more tools, but I'm going to use the bare minimum so to make sure everybody can participate in it. But it's the free app is wonderful. I mean, it's got almost everything that you need, and I'm going to encourage people that I use it's a calligraphy pen on here. In the app, so my style of drawing, I use a calligraphy pen and change the size and depth of the pen. But I'm going to encourage people to use different tools, experiment with it. And so you're not going to need a background in computer programming. It should be pretty straightforward. And I chalk it up to almost being a caveman again, because I sit and draw with my finger instead of on a wall on my iPad. So I've kind of de-evolved.
I'll throw in that I've started to download and experiment with the Sketchbook app ahead of time, and it also works on any Android devices. You can even download it and install it on a laptop. So it doesn't just have to be Apple. Android users or people that want to do it straight on their computer can also use the app and participate too. So pretty much anyone with access to a computer or a phone can participate. Yeah. And then the other thing to get the link to join our Zoom meeting is that folks have to RSVP, and the link for that is seacc.org/catchacan_hunker_down. And that is the link to RSVP and get the Zoom link.
One thing I'd say about the app, if you're using the touch screen, it's going to be very, very easy for you to get a grasp of what we're going to be doing with that. With the computer, there are some skills that you may need to know to help make it an easier transition. And I've worked with people that have used their laptops, and it tends to be a source of frustration using your little mouse on your laptop to be able to draw lines, because it's just not a familiar feel. But using a mechanical pen or using your finger, not a mechanical pen, but one of the digital pens. They use the Apple pens or whatever pen you want to use. Those tend to be the easier transitions. But I've had some people that have tried to use the the laptop version, and it is a struggle. But I encourage people to use one that you just use your fingers.
How will people actually participate in this workshop? Are you just demonstrating, or are you guiding them? You'll be able to see what they're doing. You'll be able to see what each other is doing, or how will that work?
What I have planned is I'm going to be demonstrating how I use my tools in it, and we'll be able to see each other on our Zoom page, so that we can check everybody else's out. But my game plan, because I've been teaching art online lately to kind of get used to this, and it works out pretty well. I'll be able to have my screen. I have a little setup that you can just check out my screen while I'm drawing, and then I'll be able to point to tools and all that. But then I'm going to give an instruction on a small little art project, and then I'm going to kind of turn people loose on using those skills in making a project for themselves.
It's my hope that other folks, participants, can share their screens and share with the whole group everything that they've been making and really make it participatory. So we're not only here to learn from Matt, although we're definitely here to learn from Matt, but also to like share our own creativity, and people can share with the community what they've made.
Is there any plans for a art show, so to speak, like an online art show? Has that been thought about?
We definitely want people to share their art on social media, and Southeast Alaska Conservation Council is collecting art from people who are willing to submit it to us. As far as an art show, I think we're still waiting to see what happens after the pandemic, when it will be appropriate to do something like that again. Something that we do want to do is show this artwork to decision makers, people like Senator Murkowski, as an example of why people care about climate change, how strongly people feel about climate change, that we're not just talking about it, we're actually like creating art and content about it, and that art is a form of public comment and like democratic participation that is just as important as written comments or writing letters.
Okay, those are my main questions. Anything else that you wanted to add?
I'm really excited to participate in this. This is something different for me. But I'm very excited about it. And then my game plan is to create like a sticker pack out of the art. If people would like to make art out of that, the company that I help out and I work with over the years, Pacific Printing, we can make stickers and T-shirts and all that stuff. And so one of the things that I'm going to offer is making a sticker pack of our art that everybody can get a couple sheets of stickers at the end of this. And that's kind of one of the things that I've done over the years is a lot of my art is on shirts and coffee mugs and stuff like that. So I have I've always loved stickers, and I love the source of being able to kind of take somebody by surprise and have our own little mini art show. Whenever you go down to Seattle, you see stickers everywhere downtown. So I've always thought that like that's a great way to represent and show off art.